Good. Okay. So the Mishnah says like this, that what? The Seder Tekios is what? Seder Tekios, Shalosh, Shel Shalosh, Shalosh. So what does that mean? It's three threes, right? It's three sets of three each. Shalosh, three sets of Shalosh, Shalosh, the three each. Huh? No, no, no. We only blow nine because of the suffix. But really it's just tekiya, trua, tekiya, l'kol achas v'achas, like Rashi says. Right?
I could have said it twice.
It's not shel three times three. That's just an expression, shel shel, means threes. It's three sets of threes. Right? So Rashi says, Seder tekiyos shalosh. So what's the shalosh? Achas l'malchios, v'achas l'zichronos, v'achas l'shofros. If you keep going in the Gemara, you'll see that Rashi comes back to that theme. Rashi's insistent that what? That what's the three related to? It's interesting. What's the three related to? The three is related to malchios, zichronos, and shofros. Which is interesting, because you don't normally, most Shonim hold Malchus, Chorus, and Shofros is the Rabbanim. Right? Rashi seems to be of the opinion that there's a key in the rice of Malchus, Chorus, and Shofros. And I mean, the Rav has a lot of Torah on this, and Harei Kedem has a few pieces that goes through these types, some of these questions about Rashi. See any of this? That Rashi holds that there's a key in the rice of Malchus, Chorus, and Shofros. And that's why we noticed last time, last week you were doing, that there have to be nine brachos, dafka. That's what the Rav has over there. But since you know that there are three tekiyos, the tekiyos are connected the brachos. So you have the three in the beginning, the three in the end, and then the three tekiyos indicates that there's three more brachos. They only have three more brachos. So anyway, so it's three tekiyos. The Seder tekiyos is what? Is three. So one connected malchios, one for zechronos, and one for shofros. And what is each three made up of? Shel shalosh shalosh. You don't need the first shalosh in that one. Right? What's shel shalosh shalosh? Tekiya, utrua, utekiya, l'kol achas v'achas. Right? Each one has a tekiya, a trua, and a tekiya. So it's really a total of nine kolos for the deraisa. Okay? Good. Now the Mishnah is a little bit enigmatic. Shear tekiya is what? What is the shear of a tekiya? Yeah. So, because the machlokas is a question of the girsa. What's the girsa of here? Sholosh truos. Rashi has shear tekiya sholosh truos. Not kisholosh truos. Right? The shear tekiya is sholosh truos. And what? And the shear trua is shalosh yabavos. I'm sorry, it's the second one. Shear trua is shalosh yabavos. We don't have Rashi in the first one. Tekiya, shear tekiya. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What is shalosh yabavos, Rashi?
Shalosh kolos ba'ama kolshen.
So what is shalosh yabavos? Is three kolos ba'almo kol shehu. It's not a grammatically congruous statement. Right? Three kolos ba'almo. The minimal, in other words, the minimal sound to make a kol. Right? The minimal amount to make, there's no shear basically. It's just the production of kol. Right? That's a yibava. There's no real shear of the thing. It's like a point. It's just the production of kol. Okay? To fix the grammatical problem, you can do one of two things. You can do like the Ran. The Ran's gears is shel kol shehen. Right? Kol shehen. Shalosh kolos ba'alma kol shehen. Probably makes the... That's the simplest... If I were a scholar after that, there was a mistake in the fus. Started out as kol shehein, the nun got a little shorter, and someone handed an aleph. It's very simple. Right? Or you can say shel kol shehu, of a kol shehu. Right? Anyway, the point is what? The point is that the yabava is what? Shalosh yabavos is doot, right? Just a three kolos ba'alma. And what? And that's the shear of the trua. That's the shear of the trua. Okay. So what does that mean? That's the shear of the trua. That what?
Duration.
That's the duration of the trua. And the tekiah is what? Is as long as the trua? As long as three truas. Okay, go ahead. Toka barishono moshach b'shniya kishtayim ein biyado elachas. Yeah. So what does the guy try to do? Moshe, toka barishona pshuta shlifnei atrua toka kedarka. So the first tekiah was normal. And the second one, he extended it like two. Why did he do such a thing? To be yotze, two tekiahs. Right? He wanted to make this one shehoya tzorach laso zu. What's the Bach saying? Achazu pshuta shel achareha demalchios pshuta delafneha dezechorah. So there's supposed to be two pshutas. Right? It's supposed to be two. One for the second one to Malchios, and one as the first one to Zichronos. But, you know, it's hard to, once you get that coal, it's very hard to start with the coal. Once you got the good coal, you don't want to lose it. So you figure, okay, I'll just keep going. I'll just keep going. Right? Kolas cholos kashos. So I'll keep going. No, ein biyado alachas. De psuke tekiya achas l'shtayim lo mafsikinan. Alright, that's the next figure. We're not going to get into that right now. Alright, let's take the, you can't break it into two. Can't break it into two. Alright. Good. Let's take the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says the Bryce that says the shear of the tekiah is the trua. It's like a trua. And our Mishnah says the shear of tekiah is like three truas. Right? So it looks like a stira. It looks like a stira. So Abai says no, it's no stira. Why? Tana didon, our Tana is counting the tekiah of all of the sets and the truos of all the sets. And what? And the brisa is only counting one set. How does that work out? Rashi, hochi kamar.
Rashi kamar shir.
Hasholosh tekiyos.
Hasholosh tekiyos kisholosh truos.
Shir hasholosh tekiyos kisholosh truos. Huh?
Kishir.
What? Oh, that's in the Bachi, isn't it?
Shir
hasholosh tekiyos
kishir hasholosh truos.
Right. That's what that Mishnah means. Now what? Shir of the tekiyah is like the shear of the three tekiyos is like the shear of the three truos. It's a strange way to express something like that. And what? And the Tana and the Brisa says shear hatekiyah kishir hateruah. The tervayu chada milsa omri. Strange interpretation of this Mishnah. Right? One says it's not a machlokas. They're both saying the same thing. That what? The Bryce is easy to understand, right? That the shear of the tekiah of each set is the same as the shear of its of the trua. But the time of the bright of the Mishnah is difficult because he's only saying one tekiah. The shear of one tekiah is like three truos. Why does he say the shear of three tekiahs is like three truos? Right? How come when it comes to tekiah, He doesn't say the number. And when it comes, but when it comes to Trua, he does say the number. And there are six tekiyos. There are really six tekiyos. It's difficult. It's just a difficult expression. Yeah, so the Rush, I mean, everyone's working on this one. What does he say? He rushes like this. Amar Abaye, Tana Didon Kochoshev Tekiyos Dekulu Bavi. Truos Dekulu Bavi. Pirish. Shiur Tekiyos Shelifnei HaTrua Kishir Shalosh Truos Shel Achareyem. Now what? The shear of the tekiyos that are before the trua. Is the shear of the three truos that follow them. V'chein shear tekiyos she'achar terua kishear shalosh teruos shelifneim. And so too the shear of the tekiyah that's after the trua is like the shear of the three teruos that precede them. Yeah. So what kind of a... Why is Aratana speaking in such a strange manner? I mean, what's the Tana saying over here? Strange... What is he expressing? Yeah. I think the Tana of the Mishnah is explaining more in terms of the nature of Trua and Tekiyah. Okay. The explanation is elaborating and is based on the concepts of Trua and Tekiyah. Okay. What does it mean? It means like this. It means like this. There are three sets of three. Right? There are three sets of three. But what is he speaking of? Which ones is he numbering? He's numbering the truos. Right? He's numbering the truos. And there are three truos. So what's the implication? That the ikar is the trua. The Tana of the Mishnah is justified in speaking this way because it seems like he's expressing the idea that the set of three, right, the three sets are really composed of two elements. What are the elements? What are the elements of the three sets? Each set has an ikar expression, which is the trua. Okay, so if you want a number in terms of the minyan, you're going to count it by the ikar. So there'll be three truos. You have to mention there are three truos. Okay. But the tekiyah is what? The tekiyah is really just brought in secondarily because of the trua. You understand? So there's no minyan in tekiyah. There's no minyan in tekiyah. There's only a minyan in the ikar. You understand? So really the shalosh is really what? It's really three kolos that are ikar plus accompaniment. You understand? So you only give a minyan to the ikar. You say you can speak about them that way. You don't count. That's why you don't know. There's no difference, like the Rush saying. There's no difference between the tekiyah lifoneha and the tekiyah lachareha. You don't say that. You don't. There's no difference. They're the same. It's the same tekiyah. Why? Because it's just a din that the trua has to have a lifoneha and a lachareha. You understand? So it's saying like this. In other words, if you want to count, the tekiyah beforehand and the tekiyah afterwards are both accomplishing the same idea. They're both part of the same concept of of an accompanying of the nigrar achar trua. It's just that the trua is nigrar, and the trua is, causes two things. It causes tekiah in two places, but there's really only two. There really are only two sounds. Okay, let's put it this way. There's not a seder of tekiah followed by trua, followed by tekiah, followed by tekiah, followed by trua, followed by tekiah. You understand what I'm saying? That's not the seder. The seder shall shalosh shalosh is not tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, trua. You understand? It's terua three times. But a trua demands a concept, a trua demands an entity of tekiah. You understand? So that's why he says he counts the trua. Once you say there's a seder of shalosh shalosh, now he's elucidating and explaining how does this seder devolve? What's the nature of the seder? You understand? What's the nature of the seder? Is it a pattern? A, B, A, A, B, A, A, B, A. Do they get all the A's and B's? Right? Is that the pattern? Then you say to the what comes next? Another A. Right? That's not the idea. It's not an idea that you need tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, trua. You understand? You just say this, tisha kolos, and you line them up. You might say it's like a Morse code. Dot, dash, dot, dash. Right? That's not what it is. It's not what it is. It's really, the pattern really is gimel trua. Gimel truos. That's what it is. It's gimel truos. You understand? Plus, each trua is mechayev in tekiah. Now, tekiah is used in two ways for each trua. But if you really talk about what there is over here, there's really only two elements. There's really only gimel trua and tekiah. You understand? So the Tana is justified in speaking about it this way, in giving a number to the trua, because that's the ikar. It's a repetition of trua three times. Right? And then there's like the Rush says, but the trua, each trua is mechayev in a lefoneho and a achareho. So when you want to talk about the so you're saying the tekios of each, the tekios of the trua are the same. The tekios of the trua and its trua is the same. Right? That's how he's expressing it. Yeah. Because you want to know is you're bothered with why is the, no, it's, let's say the Tana wants to speak about the trua, the kulubavi. Right? Choshev tekiah the kulubavi, the trua the kulubavi. That's a legitimate, is that a legitimate thing or not a legitimate thing? Would you question somebody for doing something like that?
For saying it like that?
Certain things bother you, right? So if he would talk about, if he would say, see what, if let's say the Tana wants to talk about the truest of the whole set of three. Now there is a reason for that, right? To say that the tekios are, that the truos is a phenomenon of gimel, right? There's a repetition of trua, right? And there's a certain uniformity. That the trua is repeated three times. So there's gimel truos, right? And then he wants to tell you the shear of the tekios. It was your, I think you're bothered just simply. Why didn't he just say a trua is equal to a tekio? Yeah,
he says it. That's what he's saying over here.
Right. No, the Tana is saying you need phenomenon of three tekios and three truos. And commensurate tekios. But there's no number. There's no number. There's no mechayev of number by tekiah. You understand? By trua, there's a mechayev of gimel. Because that's what Rashi is. Malchio is Zichronos and Shofar. Apparently, the Trua is the man. The Trua is the Iker. So, in terms of the Iker, you can say there's a Machayev for Gimel. But Tekiah is just Nigrar Achar Trua. So there's no essential Machayev of six Tekiahs. Because if you talk about each one in terms of Machayev, so then you'd have to say, well, there are three Truos and six Tekiahs. Right? That would be, like I was saying before, a pattern. Well, the pattern demands, right? Pattern demands. There's no preference in pattern to which element. It's just three and six. But over here, it's not a phenomenon of three and six. It's a phenomenon of three. So those, then you can count the Truah, because that has the quality. That's Iker. But you don't count that which is just coming accidentally because of the Iker. So now it's just, he's saying like this: the shear is what? It's three Truos and commensurate accompanying. Now there's two forms of accompanying the Rashi. There's accompanying before and accompanying after. But they're both simply a phenomenon of a commensurate accompaniment. Okay? Yeah. Idea? I'm not getting into this is what the statement is saying. Is this his purpose? Is his purpose to tell you the shear, or is his purpose to talk about, to give you an idea of what is the Iker and what is the Tofel? I don't know what his purpose is, but I'm just saying that the statement makes the statement as a count, as this is what it's a good expression if you interpret the expression like this. Okay? I'm not going into the cause, I'm not going into the why. I'm going into the what, not the why. Let's go weiter. Let's go further. I told you we're going to be here a long time, I see. I'm going to read the next part because I told you to skip it, but I think it's important just to go through here. Look at it like this. V'hatanya. So now our mission says what? It says another thing. The shear teruah is gimel yabavos. Right? What's gimel yabavos? Is three beats. V'hatanya shear teruah kishlosha shvorim. Right? The shear of tekiah of Trua is three Shvarim. Rashi says Shvarim is a Ruchim Yavavos. So that means it has some sort of a duration. Right? Yavava has no real duration. It's just enough to produce the call. But Shvarim has duration already. It has the quality of duration. So that's Shvarim. Longer than a Trua. Longer than a Yavava. Right? So now, Gemara says, Om Rabaye Bahavade Pligi. Now we have no choice. See, Rashi says, Apagavdu Kimda Debereisha Lo Pligi. That was a good Akimta. Al Korachach Bahasefa Pligi. The Leis Lishnuye my Ba Midi Vahindu Plugso. There's no way to give an answer to say that this means the same thing expressed in two different ways. Because the Yabava is a beat, right? And a Shever is a tone, is a note. Well, I don't know. I'm just making up different words. It has duration, right? Okay. So what's the machlokas? This is very well known, right? I mean, I'm sure this is not the first time you're hearing this one. Dechsev yom what? Trua yielachem. Okay, trua yom trua yielachem. And what's the tirgum? Yabava Yehelechon. Yom Yabava Yehelechon. Uksiv be'ema de Sisra, barachalon nishkefa, v'tiyabev e'em Sisra. Marsav aginyuchi gonach, marsav yilu yolo. Okay. So what's the difference? So first of all, so what does that mean? So the Tirgum is Yabava. And what does the Pasuk say? By the mother of Sisra, that what? That she was sitting by the window, right? She was looking out the window and crying. Is it Lashon Yabava? Is crying. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas of Matzias. What kind of cry was she doing? Right? Was she ginuchi gonach? Meaning what? Rashi says ma'arichin b'ginichusayim. That's a longer cry, right? Or was it yiluli yolil? Kadama bocha u'mekonin kolos kitzarim smuchum delze. Okay, so what do you see from this, though? What do you see from this? What's revealed from this? Is that Trua has a character, right? Yom Terua Yelachem, and Trua has a character of a cry, right? Again, this is a double question. So the only question is, what's the character, right? That's the question. But you see over here again that what's the ikker? The ikker is Trua. Trua is the ikker. It's a Yom Trua. And the question is, you have machlokas. Once you say that Trua is a character modeled after a human phenomenon, right? Now you have machlokas. Which cry is it? Is it the long cry or the short hurried cry? Okay, correct. Okay, so that's Trua. That's Trua. Okay, go ahead. Now you can pick up, Sammy. Okay, so now you're going to go through each element. How do you know that the true is with how do you know that it's a shofar that you blow with on Rosh Hashanah? How do you know? Because it says by Yovel, Vavarta shofar trua. So that means what? You have to blow a trua of a shofar, right? That's the instrument. That's the call. It's a call of a shofar. Correct. Go ahead.
In the Yovel, Rosh Hashanah Minayim.
So that's good by Yovel. How do you know by Rosh Hashanah? Okay, so it says by Yovel, by Chodesh Shvi, right? What's the pasuk over there? That Vavarta shofar trua b'chodesh Shvi be'eser lachodesh biyom kippurim davir shofar b'chol ha'aretz. So Rashi says, the Rashi is pushed off to the next page. The Rashi says it doesn't have to say b'chodesh Shvi. That kosav lo and b'kama mekomos yom kippurim b'chodesh Shvi yu v'chol yom kippurim k'siv. So since it says that this kol shofar is yom kippurim, so we know yom kippurim is in b'chodesh Shvi, right? So why does it have to say b'chodesh Shvi? Why is it b'chodesh Shvi? It teaches you what? That all of the truos of Chodesh Shvi are the same. Go ahead, keep going. Okay. So how do you know there's a pshut? So all you see from the pasuk is trua, yom trua, yababa, right? Yimuli yolel ginuchi gonach. How do you know there's a pshuta lefaneh? How do you know there's a pshuta lefaneh? Because it says again by Yom Kippurim, by Yovel, va'avarta shofar trua. Rashi, va'avarta.
Va'avarta pshuta mashma ha'avarta kol echad.
Yeah. So ha'avarta is mashma pshuta. It's mashma kol echad.
What does pshuta mean?
Straight.
Straight.
So what does it mean, straight? Tkiya, right. It means there's no character, no deviation. Just one straight note. Okay. So what's the pshat? The ha'avarta shofar trua. What's the pshat? What does it mean? It means what? Ha'avarta shofar trua. Yeah.
Accompaniment to
Trua. Yeah, I don't mean it has no character. I mean, say it. Pshuta means that what? Let's just stick to the pshat. Pshuta means what? Shuddha just means straight, no wavering. Right? That's why some people blow a tikkia though that goes up at the end. You ever hear that?
Yeah, we hear that.
Right. Up at the end. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Right? But he's saying here it's a pshuta lipo now. But what does it mean? What's the pshat? Ha'avarta shofar trua. It's an interesting idea. What does it mean?
Okay.
Yeah, how do you read the pasuk? How do you read the pasuk? Ha'avarta shofar trua.
Leave it up.
Is what? Is you have to. He's telling you what? No. Havarta is it means tekiya, but you see it's qualifying the trua, telling you you must qualify the trua. I don't know what the right way to put it is, but you must create the quality of tekiya lifoneha. You must bring in the trua through kol echad. You understand? It's a havaras trua, right? It's related to it. It's not a, thing. It's a din of havarta trua. You must qualify it with a pashut lefonel, with a kol echad. You understand?
Isn't it just telling you what to do?
But what's it telling you? It's ha'avarta shofar trua. You must... it's a verb. Ha'avarta shofar trua. You're actually characterizing the shofar trua through the tekiya lefoneha. It's part of creating, it's part of bringing in the trua.
So what should it have said?
No, that's what it says.
Are you saying that Avarta is adding something new?
Avarta is explaining the idea. What's the tekiya doing? It's not just a lifonel. It's not just a lifonel in time. It's a lifonel that it's a preamble. It's bringing it in.
Huh?
You understand? It's an introduction.
I'm saying if it only wanted you to blow it through, what would it have said?
Yom Tru Yoga. I mean, that's easy. You just want a trua as yom trua, right? So how do you know it's not just a trua? Because it's v'ha'avarta shofar trua. You must tekiyize the trua, right? You must qualify it v'ha'avarta. You must do something to it. What do you do to the trua? You give it a platform of tekiya. Is anybody with me today? Right? You understand what I'm saying? V'havarta is an active. It's active. And it's active on something. It's what they call the po yotze. You sure with them, yeah? In other words, it's a verb that acts on something. Right? V'havarta trua. Do this to the trua. What do you do to the trua? Tekiya to the trua. You usher it in. It's a lifonel. Okay?
Do you know exactly what it's doing to it yet?
we don't know. Do we know what it's doing to it yet?
I mean, like, what does it mean to be a platform to the trua?
It's a musical composition. Okay, good. That's lifonel.
Minayin ship shoot it up, yeah? Lomar Tavir Shofar.
Okay. So this one's a little bit difficult. It's a little different. This is Ta'aviru, Rashi says, Harei Ha'avara Techila V'Sof V'Trua K'siva Bentayim. So Ta'aviru again. It tells you to do it again. It says, Va'avarta Shofar Trua, and then Ta'aviru. Okay, so Va'avarta is before, Ta'aviru is after, and Trua is in the middle. Okay? So it creates a set. It's a set. What's the set? The set is a trua that is brought in with the tekiya and brought out with the tekiya. Brought in with the tekiya and it closes with the tekiya. It starts with the tekiya and it ends with the tekiya. Yeah.
You have to learn that from the verb.
That's the Rashi thing you're learning from the order. First one is obvious. First one is obvious. Second one is from the order. Okay. You understand? But again, you see that what? There's a relationship. There's a relationship. There's a relationship of the trua as the ikar and the tekiya as a focus of it. Focus of it. Go ahead. Oh, you understand? In other words, halachically, of course, the tekiya is, halachically, there's a seder. There's tekiya, trua, and tekiya. If you don't blow in that order, you're not yotze anything. Right, but the way the Gemara is expressing it and the Psukim is that Trua is the thing that has character, and it's a Yom Trua. Trua is the quality of the day. Trua, but there's a din of a Lifoneo and Acharel. That's a separate din of a Lifoneo and an Acharel, and that's just a Pashut. That's just a Pashut. Okay, so that's the. Conceptually, the ikar is trua, and the tekiya functions for it in some way, as a lifoneo and an acharel. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. So the Gemara uses the same drasha. How do you know that there are this limud is from Yovel again? So how do you know in Rosh Hashanah you have lifoneo and acharel? Right. It's the same thing. B'chol Shvi. Go ahead. Okay. Now here's a very, very important Rashi. Minayin Sholosh Shel Sholosh Sholosh. Right? What does Rashi say? So what's the plain shot? It just means how do you know you need three sets? How do you know you need three sets of three? Right? All you have is so far we've gotten a trua with a lefaneo and an acharel. How do you know you need to do that three times? Right? Now what does Rashi say? Go ahead.
Minayin Dahana Shuta Lefaneo Acharea Retrua Be'Emsa Avdinan Tzlasa Zimna L'Malchios Kada L'Zifonos Kada L'Shokos Kada.
Okay, it's interesting the way Rashi phrases it again, right? That he calls it a Pshuta before and after with a true in the middle, right? So how do you know that phenomenon of a Pshuta surrounding a Trua, right? How do you know that what? That you need that three times. Now what does Rashi say? Again, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Why does he have to add that in? Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Right? Three times. No, Rashi says three times. Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Go ahead. How do you know it? So it says, Vavarta, Shofar, Trua. That's once. Shabboson, Zichron, Trua. That's twice. Yom Trua Yelochem. So it says Trua three times. Okay? And we know that each Trua has to have a Pshut Lefaneo and Acharel. Right? So now you know there are three Truos. Okay? But it's not so simple. Go ahead. Uminayim Litein Es Ha'omar Shel Zeh B'Zeh V'Shel Zeh B'Zeh. So he says, L'fi Sheshalosh Truos Halalu Lo Nemru B'Makom Echad. So there's no, it doesn't have all three in one place. Rosh Hashanah has it twice, right? Once in Bamidbar, once in Vayikra. And Yovel has it once, right? So, Minayan Litain Hamuros B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yovel. How do you know that you take the ones in Rosh Hashanah and you put them in Yovel? V'litein ha'amura b'Yovel b'Rosh Hashanah. And take the one that's in Yovel and put it into Rosh Hashanah. Sheyehu kan v'kan shalosh. So, but there's a problem with that, no? There's a problem with that. So then it's Gzeira Shava, Shvi Shvi. Right? Shvi. But why don't you say... Yeah, so what do you say over here? Gzeir Shavah, Shvi, Shvi.
About how
two and two is equal. In other words, how do you go from two over here and one over there and say they have to be equal, so just make them equal? Say, well, this one has one and this one also has one. Right? This one has an extra one, this one has two, so this one also should have two. Right? This one should also have two. Right? So what's the answer? The answer is what the Rashi said before. That what? That Rashi's learning that each trua has a character. You understand? Of Malchios, Sechronos, and Shorkos. Litin ha'omor bezeh lezeh means to say that each trua expresses an idea. So you'll have, if you have one trua here and two truas there, Rashi's learning, apparently, that one trua is Malchios, one is Zichronos, and one is Shofar. So one parsha has Malchios. The other one has Zichronos and Shofros. So now you have to say they each have to take each other's. So the one that had Malchios has to take the tekiyas of Zichronos and Shofros. And the one that has Zichronos and Shofros has to take the key of Malchios. It has to be 3 and 3. You understand? If it was just trua, it was just trua, with no, not associated to any idea, then it would be, then it should be 2 and 2. Then it should be 2 and 2, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask some funny questions. There's, how come the Tana starts out with a hekesh? What's the hekesh? The hekesh is, Rashi says, Lilmod zemi zemi nayin, sheb shofar pshut lefne alachareha. The first two drushes of shofar and pshut lefne alachareha, that it learned Rosh Hashanah miyobel be'akesha. Dein tam alon b'chor shashvi, el lehakish kol truo shachor shashvi sheyushavos. So the first... Yeah. So the first two is what? The first two is what? The first two have to do with the character of the trua itself, right? How do you know, what's the character of the trua? One is that it's a trua shofar, it's associated with a certain instrument, correct? And the other one is that it's sandwiched between tekiyos, right? So we say all of the truos, since it says b'chodesh hashvi, it's telling you that this chodesh has one type of trua. There's only one type of trua here, right? Which is a shofar trua of tekiyos, right? Accompanied by tekiyos. Yeah. So, but when it got to the question of what? Litein ha'omar shel zeh b'zeh, but when it said, no, that's the character. That's the character. That's the type of trua, right? But how do you know all the truas that this one has? This one has also, right? Then it went to Gzeira Shava, right? But Rashi's saying Hanami Tisi BeHekesha. It could have also brought this in with the Hekesh. How? Di Kedikasivon. Sheyushtayim Rosh Hashanah Vachas B'Yovel Ein Truos Shechurish Hashvi Shavos. Difficult Rashi. Now what? Rashi. See, this is the Machlokes in Rishonim. Rashi learns. Rashi wants to learn that they could have learned everything through the Hekesh. Could have even learned three Tekiyos. Could have even learned three Truos in Rosh Hashanah and three Truos in Yovel purely from Hekesh. How? Why wouldn't it have just been 2 and 2? Right? I jumped the gun on my question before. But you see like this. That's what Rashi's learned. That's part of Rashi's whole sheet over here. That the three sets, Tekiyah, the shalosh is expressing an idea of Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros. It's intrinsic. It's tied to the very tekiyos. Is the idea, the seder tekiyos itself reflects Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Okay. So yeah. And each trua, a trua is not just a sound. A trua is associated with a concept. Okay. Trua has to be associated with a concept. So Rashi's learning, if you just had, with the Hekesh alone, what would you have had? I don't know, again, Yishuv Nechamim's question is very good. I don't know the answer to this question. How do you know which ones are which? But apparently Rashi learns, the Gemara held, that if you had the two by Rosh Hashanah and the one by Yovel, you would learn that each one has its own character. You would learn one as the character of Malchios, one as the Chronos, and one as the character of Shofros. And it would be that by Rosh Hashanah you have a character, you have Truah of two sorts, and on Yovel you have the Truah of one sort. Right? A, B, and C we'll call them. Because I don't know I'm not sure which ones would be where. Okay, we have to think about that. But then you can say, oh, but if all the tekios have to be shavos, all the truos have to be shavos, it means to say not only in the way that they sound they have to be shavos, not only in the way they're produced they have to be shavos, but in the content that they express they have to be shavos, then even through hekesh you would know they have to be three in each. You understand? And not two in each. Not two in each. That wouldn't be evil. That wouldn't be equal. Because that would just be taking one from Rosh Hashanah and adding it to Yovel. But Yovel already had a different one from the other two in Rosh Hashanah. You understand? So Rash, that's what Rashi always says. Rashi always emphasizes that. That the Seder Tekios is Achas L'Malchios, Achas L'Zechronos, Achas L'Shofros. Apparently Rashi holds that's in the Psukim themselves, in the Drushas themselves. It's not just that from the drasha we wind up with three, and then we say, okay, we'll put them together with the Malchios and Shofros. Even in the Psukim, they're of Malchios, of Zichronos, and of Shofros. And therefore, if you had two by Rosh Hashanah, that would be two of one sort, Malchios and Zichronos, let's say. And if you had one by Yovel, it would be Shofros. So now you say the Hekesh, but all the truos have to be the same. Right, so you'd have to then, the only way to make them all the same, right, is to take the ones that are by Shofar and add them to Yovel, and take the one from Yovel and bring it into Shofar. You'd have to get three. You couldn't get two. The kasha of saying two is based on saying that the Truah has no flavor. It's just Truah. So say this one has two, this one has one, but we know they all have to be the same. So I say, okay, they both have to have two. But if I say this is a Malchus, this is a Chronos, and this is a Shofros, and they all have to be the same, the only way to do that, without getting rid of one of them, the only way to do that is to say Malchus, Chronos, Shofros by each. That's Rashi Shita. You understand?
He's not talking about the brachos.
No, okay. He's not. But it comes out according to Rashi. That's why I said the Rav. I think in one of the pieces of Harei Kedem, he says that even though the Gemara says the brachos of the Rabbanon, but according to Rashi, midaraisa you'd have to be mazkir malchios zichronos and shofros at least. It'd be a chi of the raisa at least for that. Some sort of a recognition of the day of those themes in the day. Maybe not pesach brachos necessarily, right? But in some way, and it's mashma that way from Rashi that. That definitely Mash from Rashi, the way he's learning the Psukim, the Gimel, the Shalosh, is not just a repetition of Shalosh. It's not just Truah three times. It's not just Truah three times. Okay? It's a Truah that has to, each Truah has to express something. And if you see three in the Psukim, then there are three ideas to be expressed. And if we say that they're all Shavos, then it means to say that Shofar on Chodesh HaShvi'i must always express these three ideas. Every Shofar of Chodesh HaShvi'i has to express these three ideas. So then on Rosh Hashanah you're going to require three, and on Yom Kippur you're going to require three. Okay, so the Gemara says, so that's the Gemara's answer. He says, really he could have learned it all out from the Hekesh. And he's saying, even though it's a Gzeirah Shavah, I could have learned it all from Negesh. But if you get a chance, maybe if we get this up and running here, actually, if you take a look at the Ritva, for instance, the Ritva learns the Gemara differently. The Ritva learns that Hekesh only could have gotten him up to the point that we're at now. Hekesh could only have told him the shofar has to be a Truah, the Truah has to be of a shofar, and he has to have a Pasha Lefanah and Lacharel. But the Hekesh could never have told him three in each. Only the Gzeirah Shavah could have gotten him that far. See, if you look through it, you'll see the Rishonim argue on Rashi. That Rashi's learning, Hekesh could have gotten you all the way. But the other Rishonim, I think the Ron is the same as Rashi, learned that Hekesh could only have gotten you up to the point of Shofar and Lefaneh and Lacharel, but it would never get you three above and three below. According to the other Rishonim, it's just true. There's no true of Malchios, true of Shofars. That's the Machlokos. So then they have to say that only Gzeirah Shavah can get you this way, because Gzeirah Shavah means like the parshios are combined actually. So it's like each parsha has all three expressions. And Hekesh is just telling you the character of Trua that is mentioned by Rosh Hashanah is also the character of Trua mentioned by Yom Kippur. But all that would tell you is that the type of instrument that's necessary and the composition of Lefaneh and Lacharel. How do you blow a Trua? How? It's of a certain instrument and of a certain composition. You understand? But it would never tell you. The Ritva says it would only, if you would try to use Hekesh, the most you could get is saying two in Rosh Hashanah and two in Yom Kippur. You'd never get three in each. Only Gzeirah Shavah can get you three in each. Because Gzeirah Shavah is like the two parshas are written together. You understand? It's like it's all one parsha. And each one shares the entire parsha. So since it's three times over both parshios, then it would be like it's three times in Rosh Hashanah. It's like it's written three times in Rosh Hashanah. It's like it's written three times in Yovel. But Rashi holds Hekesh itself could have gotten you the whole way. So I'm saying that comes down to a machlokus. Whether you hold Midaraisa, there's a character of Malchus Choshovers in the Trua itself. Or Midaraisa is just Trua, and Midrabanan they associated it with the themes of Malchus Choshovers. Okay? Alright, just to explain what the. We said that the Iker is the Trua. So, and the true is the Bovo, Mayor is asking, so what is the idea? So that's something that my father spoke about. And that's like the Rambam says, the Remez of Tshuva. That the cry of the Aim Sisera was a recognition of the defeat of her fantasy. She always had security that he would come home. She was a great warrior, and she was looking forward to it and confident in it. And when she recognized that he wasn't coming, that was a bitter cry. That was the cry of the recognition that it's an olam shein shalach. Right? For that? Okay. That's the trua. That's the cry. That's the cry.